Good evening. So I thought, I've actually been thinking about this for a very long time. There's a beautiful sefer that was written around the time, mid-11th, 12th century, written by Rabbeinu Bachaye Ibn Bakuda, who was not the same Rabbeinu Bachaye who wrote Rabbeinu Bachaye on the Chumash. It's a different person. And he wrote a sefer called Chovos HaLevavos. Chovos HaLevavos, he writes that he felt when he was, you know, in the 11th century, he was worried, concerned that Jews were living life in a way that they were keeping halacha, they were concerned with the Chovos HaIvarim, worried about the responsibilities of the body, basically meaning they were doing mitzvos, but they weren't focused on Chovos HaLevavos. They weren't focused on the responsibilities we have in our hearts, the things we need to believe and know as Jews. And so he wrote a sefer called Chovos HaLevavos. It's a two-volume sefer, the way it's printed today, a two-volume sefer with many different she'arim. It's not chapters, but it's she'arim. There's chapters within each she'ar. And all kinds of topics. But I would say probably the most famous or most often learned she'ar in the Chovos HaLevavos is the she'ar HaBitachon. The gates of Bitachon. We'll call that trust in Hashem. In fact, you know it's become famous because Art Scroll just recently put out a whole sefer, a whole, expansion in English on not the whole Chovos HaLevavos, but on specifically she'ar HaBitachon. Because it's something that people really have started to learn a lot again. It's been learned for many, many centuries, a millennium at this point, but for a long time. And I've learned this sefer, this she'ar many times. And I think it's very, very meaningful. So I thought we'd spend some time over the next, I don't know, we'll see how long we spend today, just a couple minutes. But I'm saying, over the next number of weeks, starting to learn a little bit about this sefer, learning this sefer a little bit, and learning this idea, what is this idea of bitachon, why is it so valuable, why does it matter so much? So he begins in the psicha, the introduction to the sefer, to the shar, he talks about why it's important. So he had just talked about, he had a shar before called Shar Avodas Elokim, being a person who serves Hashem, but he says, if a person wants to be involved in Avodas Elohim, involved in Avodas Hashem, you have to be involved, you have to have a concept, you have to have bitachon in Hashem. A sense that we trust in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Again, not that we trust that Hashem will do what we want, or if you trust in Hashem that things will work out exactly how we want them to be, per se, but the trust that Hashem has a plan. But he'll talk more about what that means as we move along. And at the beginning, he talks about why it has so much value. Why? Who cares? Why have bitachon? What's the value for a person to have bitachon, to feel a sense of trust in the Kadosh Baruch Hu? And he writes the following, Achasa to'alos, one of the reasons, the values, the value add for a person to have bitachon is hasago shleimus b'torah of avodas Hashem. So one is in there, he's going to talk about why it has value in your regular life, but all, practically, but also in your avodas Hashem, your relationship with Hashem. Why? Because he has trust in Hashem, just like a worker trusts in his boss. What's going to end up happening is that when a person trusts that someone's taking care of things, they can relax a little. They don't have to worry because someone's taking care of them. The reason our children, we try at least, to give them more of a carefree life, why? It's because they know that my parents are taking care of things. I don't have to worry about, hopefully, our children not worrying about paying the rent. Or worried about where the lights will turn on tomorrow or not. Why? Because they know my father's taking care of it, my mom takes care of it, I don't have to worry about it. So in the same way, the fact, because a person has trust in the Ribbono Shel Olam, that he has planned, whatever it's going to be, it's going to happen to me, because Kadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be. So what can happen? It allows me to live life with less worry. And therefore, if I have less worry, I can now focus on living life in the way that I want to live it. I can work it on, he says specifically, Masir L'Avodas Hashem. I can spend my life focused on doing the things I want to do in my ruchnius. And he says, it's impossible for a person to be freed from their worry, only if he has trust in Hashem. Why? Because if he doesn't do so, because everyone trusts in something. And if I'm not trusting in Hashem, I'm not relying on Hashem, then I'm relying on something else, whatever that is. Oh, b'nei Adam, another person. Oh, b'ashra, I'm relying on my wealth. Oh, b'chachmasa, b'kocho, I rely on the fact that I'm smart enough, I'm strong enough, v'chadome. Right? The point is that everybody relies on something. We're able to relax, hopefully if we can relax ever. We're able to relax because it'll be okay. Why? I'm smart enough, I'll figure it out. I have enough money in the bank. whatever it is, there's something that I can rely on. And he says, Mishabatech b'mashu b'cher chutz ma'ashem. You're going to find the Rabbeinu Bechai is pretty sharp at times. If you rely on something other than Hashem, he says, Ha'elokim meisir mimenu hashgachas. Then Hashem says, you know what, you're relying on something else? No problem, rely on that. And he says, you won't be able to rely on me. So fine, you want to rely on your boss? Rely on your boss, says Hashem. And he takes his hashgacha away, he says. He says, V'yi kama ila shenem ra'aleyem kishtayim ra'os ha'sayami. So basically, he quotes a number of psukim that we found places in Tanakh, many places, where on the one hand, where it said, Arur ha'gever sheyiftach ba'adam. It's terrible for a person who trusts in only people. But rather, what do we say? Ashri ha'gever sheyipusham ha'shem yiftachau. The pasuk we know probably, that it works out well for a person who places their trust in Hashem and not in somebody else. And so he argues that if a person has, you know, puts their trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and can work on this midah, which is hard, it's not easy to have bitachon, and that's why you need a whole sefer to talk about it. It's a hard thing to do. But when a person is willing to work on this midah, to trust in Ribbono Shel Olam and not trust on, rely on other things, so what ends up happening is they have a sense that whatever's going to be in my life, hard things, challenging things, good things, whatever it's going to be, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the show, and that opens me up, and it frees my mind to do the things that I care about and not have to spend my life with worry. But certainly we'll spend some time now focusing as we move along, expanding on this as we move along.